And in this quick soundbite, I want to share with you what I call the doctrine of equivalence, which is very simply that every present moment is exactly equivalent. In other words, at the level of ultimate reality, there is no difference between one present moment and the next. Now, it may not feel like it's the case, but the underlying reality is that every present moment is the same, and every present moment is an equivalent doorway into awakening and realization. As the Upanishad says, just like gold is the same the world over. Once you have a sample of it here, you don't need to go everywhere to sample every atom of gold everywhere else. You know all gold by knowing the gold you have right here. As the case with gold, so with, say, something like water, and so with the experience of the present moment. And also, when the Taoist poem says that you can experience the entire universe without leaving your hut, this is also what that saying is referring to. Every present moment is a keyhole through which you can pick the lock of the universe itself. And another hint to help you with this is that this also means that actually there is only one present moment that exists. There aren't several or many. And that this singular present moment is the same as it was in 1536 or 70 BC, or the present moment that will be in, 3000 AD. There is only one present moment. It is persistent, eternal, and unchanging.